say it's the kind of beans that you eat, the pod and all. You'd call those?
Eat the pod and all?
Uh-huh.
Snap beans.
Okay. And the...
That's something that I don't like. Okay.
And if you wanted to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say you had to...
You'd have to shell them.
Okay. And the outside of the ear of corn is called a...
Shuck.
And the stringy stuff.
Silks.
And the thing at the top of the corn stalk.
Tulsa.
Okay. And what about a little yellow crooked neck vegetable?
Oh, that'd be a crookneck squash.
Okay. Any other kinds of squash?
Oh, yeah, they got the straight neck squash.
Mm-hmm. What about the white flat kind?
The white flat kind?
Uh-huh.
I never have grilled any of those.
What about something big that you might make a pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's a pumpkin.
Okay. And what kind of melons do you have around here?
We have the, around here we have the stripe, and we have the congo.
What kinds are those?
The stripes?
Uh-huh.
Those are the ones with the green and light green stripes.
What kind of melons?
Stripes.
What?
Stripes.
Yeah, are these watermelons you're talking about?
Mm-hmm, watermelons.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the congo, that's that long green melon that's about like this and about that big around.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
Do you have one with yellow meat in it?
They don't grow them around here. I don't believe nobody grows them around here with the yellow meat. I've mm-hmm. seen them. In fact, Uncle Paul sent me some seed from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried a hill or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they mixed with the citron vines, and they wasn't fitting to eat. But he told me when he was out in Texas, he sent them in an envelope, just 7 or 8 hills.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they were delicious out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this honeydew melon like they sell in the store,
mm-hmm.
They say it won't make here. Somebody tried it, just a hill or two,
mm-hmm.
and they say it won't grow here.
What's the citron like?
It's a... something that grows, it ought to be a weed, but it's not. It's something that grows just like a watermelon vine.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want them in your cornfield, you don't want them in a tobacco patch, and you certainly don't want them in a watermelon patch.
You can't eat them then?
No. They look just like a watermelon. They're stripy, just like the striped watermelon. And they get about this big around.
About 6 or so.
Yeah, and you can take it and throw it down on the concrete out there and it won't bust.
Uh-huh.
You have to take a knife or something and cut it open.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a citron, that's all it is, it's a citron. And that's all it'll be in when they rot, see the seed, they come up more next year.
Uh-huh.
Unless you destroy them.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of
and they'll suck your crops, your uh-huh. corn and your tobacco. If you see one in the tobacco patch, you'll pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know if you don't, your tobacco will be smaller right around there.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's all over a patch, you just lose 50% of your tobacco.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of melons besides the watermelons and honeydew melons?
Well, the cantaloupe, but that's not a melon.
What's...
The cantaloupe,
uh-huh.
and the...
Is there a
mushroom? Mushmelon.
A what?
Mushmelon. That's what I was trying to think of. Mushmelon.